best morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Angela Yee still on vacation. Charlamagne the guy, what up?
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
1 week to my book release, damn it.
There you go.
My book will be out next Tuesday. Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It.
Nice.
Salute to everybody who participated in the live online signing we did yesterday.
Okay.
Never did that before, but
how'd it go?
It was good. You know what made me feel old last night, man?
What?
I'm at the crib, and, you know, I like to throw on the throwback channel.
Mm-hmm.
The throwback channel that plays all the throwback records. So Mary J. Blige was playing. What's the remix record with Smith & Wesson? Bittersweet, man.
I love you.
I love you.
Right.
So my daughter goes, who is that? My wife goes, Mary J. Blige. And my daughter goes, oh, I've heard of her. Is she dead?
Damn.
I'm like, hell no, she's not dead.
Damn,
not even
man.
Remotely.
I
not even close to being dead.
Jeesh.
Like, come on, man.
You need to play some more Mary in your house.
We do.
No.
She just think anybody old is dead for whatever reason.
Damn.
And don't let your album cover be in black and white. Oh, my God. It's a rap.
She was born in the 30s.
I'm telling you.
Jeesh.
No, actually the 70s, 80s. That's old to an HO.
No.
Okay?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, well... A lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Did you see the video of the guy getting pulled off the plane?
I absolutely did. I was wondering where the hell was goddamn Kendall Jenner with the Pepsi to calm all that to calm that down.
No, there was no Pepsi. No Pepsi there. That guy got dragged. I didn't know you can do that, though. I didn't know if you buy a ticket, you could be taken off the flight.
I still don't think you can. I refuse to believe that they were in the legal rights to do that to that man.
That just seemed, I mean, I'm not sure. Because it is their plane, and I'm sure there's certain speculations or things that they can say. Not speculations. Certain things that they can say.
Stipulations.
That's what I meant to say. That if you purchase a ticket on their flight, they might be able to get around. But I wouldn't have got off either.
I don't ever want to be in that situation. Ever. Because, see, what they don't understand is they're putting us in terrible situations as human beings. As human beings, we have survival instincts. You're either going to fight or flight.
Right.
And I would hate to either be in that situation or see somebody that I love in that situation.
Because I can imagine you wanting to be home, maybe you're away, and you just want to get back home to your family. Mm-mm. And now there's somebody telling you got to get off the flight after you paid for your ticket.
Mm-mm.
They're saying, and then we got to put crew members on.
Mm-mm.
F you and Mm-mm. your crew. You got to pull me off.
How about stop overselling flights, dumbasses? I hate when planes do that. Why do you oversell flights? You know how many seats you got.
Well, they oversell because a lot of people miss their flights. So they usually oversell by 2-3, and they try to profit off of everything that they
That's
can possibly
whack.
Profit
don't
on.
Don't oversell flights. How about that? That's why I fly JetBlue. I'm a proud Mosaic member. They don't overbook flights. Ever.
Well, I fly Delta, and they do overbook flights sometimes, but I'm a Diamond member, so I don't have those problems. But if they would have told me to get off that flight, it would have been hell on that flight. We'd have been fighting.
Man, you
Absolutely.
Look so funny, Drag. You ain't got no abs either.
Nah,
your shirt
no
would
have
came up. You look so crazy.
But I definitely would have. But see, I'm always with somebody. Like, it's always 2-3 of
That's
us on the flight.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So it wouldn't
That's
have been a one-on-one.
That's what I'm trying to tell you right there. And they don't understand the situation they be putting certain people in.
No, you're right.
One day y'all going to grab the wrong person on one of them flights, and it's going to be World War III on that plane.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. All right, well, we'll talk more about that in front page news. Also, tell them why you're blessed, man. If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity before we get into all this nastiness in front page news, 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, there was a bad shooting in California yesterday, San Bernardino School. Southern California man, Cedric Anderson, killed himself yesterday, but not only himself, but also killed his wife. And a child. Did he take two other children or just one other child?
It was like
one child.
8-year-old who died later or something, right?
So two children died.
I can't stand it. I guess. I heard about
it. I thought it was just one child that died.
I heard about an 8-year-old who died.
I thought one child died and then the other one was still in the hospital. Well, anyway, he was married to a woman and he didn't say what happened. He went to the school. He said he was there to see his wife. He allegedly pulled out a gun, shot his wife, and he said the kids were just around him, and they just shot, they believe, accidentally.
I can't stand stories like that. And if there is really a hell, I hope he's in there burning right now. Because these stories like that, I wish he would just start with himself and end it there.
Right.
That's it. Kill yourself. That's all. Leave everybody else alone.
Right. One kid, one 8-year-old died. The other one is still in a hospital. Now, some other news, what we were talking about earlier, a man was dragged off a United plane due to overbooking. Now, they believe the flight was overbooked, and they asked four people to get off the plane. Four people didn't want to get off the plane. They said they'd give them $500. Then they said $700. And they allegedly went to $1,000 to get off that plane. Two people got off the plane with no problems. Then they allegedly randomly picked two people, a doctor and his wife. They asked them to leave. The doctor wouldn't get up and leave. They allegedly got security or police, and then police dragged them off the flight. Now,
that
somehow...
funny,
and that's not funny at all.
I don't know why y'all giggling.
Who's giggling?
Two idiots in the room.
Oh. The man was dragged off the plane, and then, in some strange situation, he got back on the plane, which is very, very strange, all bloody.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I don't know how
like,
he got back
how
on the plane.
How he came back on the plane. Or did they let him back on because they knew they was wrong?
No,
because
he ran back on the plane, looked like he was still fighting for his life.
Yeah, man. I just don't ever want to be put in that situation. I feel very sorry for that guy. He was a doctor. He was trying to get home to take care of his patients. A true public servant.
Right.
A true public servant as a doctor trying to get back to take care of other people, and that's how he's treated.
Right.
And I didn't even know you could legally do that. I didn't know you could legally do that. Pick four people and say, hey, y'all have to go, and then forcibly remove me like I actually committed some type of crime.
After I paid for my ticket?
What?
Which seems crazy.
Come on, man. Y'all going to do that to the wrong person. Y'all be putting human beings in very, very terrible situations. Y'all think y'all can just manhandle people? You're going to do that to the wrong person and find yourself in a real scuffle on that plane.
Now, United is pretty much saying that they weren't in fault. They said they did everything by protocol. The guy wouldn't get off the plane, so they called police and security to get him off, to escort him off.
No, I don't care what United said. They have to take full responsibility and accountability for what happened on their plane. And if that guy ever does decide to fly United ever again, he needs to be flying first class for free for the rest of his life. Unlimited snacks.
Right. But one thing about the Asian community is the Asian community, they really ride for their own.
Yes.
So they will be out there protesting. They will be out there banning United on everything that they do. Anything that United sponsors, they will not be with it. And you will see this turnaround quick, fast. And I think more communities, African-American community, whatever community, need to do what the Asian community do. They will stand up so strong for this one individual, and I'm happy that they do that.
And I wish y'all would have grabbed the right Asian. I wish y'all would have grabbed the right Asian that was skilled in the martial arts and would have whipped y'all ass all through that plane. That's what I wish. I wish that was Jackie Chan or some damn body.
That would have effed them all up.
Oh, man, I wish. Sometimes I be feeling like my childhood is ruined because I just be waiting for him to start beating the hell out of everybody on the plane.
And when they pulled him out the chair.
I watched Iron Fist all weekend, too.
They pulled him out the chair. You know, the seat was still, the armrest was still down. So he couldn't get through the armrest. So the man is screaming. And oh, my goodness.
What made me feel really bad was when he ran back on the plane and he was bloody and he kept saying, just kill me.
Right.
Just kill me. Just kill me. That shows you.
No, first he ran back on and said, I just want to get home. I want to get home. I want to get home. And then he just said, just kill me. Just kill me.
Yeah, because he was embarrassed. He was traumatized.
Absolutely.
So he felt like, yo, I'd rather be dead right now than to be publicly embarrassed like this.
That's so crazy. I'm just watching it on Revolt, him getting dragged off.
One day they're going to grab the wrong person on one of them flights, boy, and it's going to be hell to pay.
But like I said, if they would have grabbed me or you on a flight,
mm-mm.
We usually fly with 2-3 people,
mm-mm.
2-3 brawly people.
They don't want them. Mm-mm.
We're never with them. Mm-mm. We don't all sit with each other. So they'd have grabbed one of us, and
mm-mm.
They'd have been all hell on that plane.
Mm-mm.
My goodness.
Oh, even worse, what if you're on the plane and it's just they try to do your wife like that?
Come on, man.
You're going to jail.
Absolutely.
Right then and there. It's over.
My goodness.
Everybody open emergency exits. We all getting off.
And that's another thing.
Everybody getting off.
I'm getting off the flight. You want me off? I'm getting off that emergency exit. Now everybody getting off. Sorry, everybody. I can't fly. Nobody flies.
Ain't nobody flying.
Nobody flying today.
You start screaming all kind of crazy stuff. ISIS.
Yep.
Bomb threats.
Yep.
Everything.
Everything.
Everybody got to go.
Yep. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad day, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jean.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm so mad at that chicken head that called yesterday wanting that man to leave his family.
Yo, wasn't she a bird?
Oh, my God. And they got annoyed when Charlamagne told her about herself. Like, girl, why would you call this proudly married man and talk to stupidness like you want this man to leave his wife and kids?
And say you willing to help with his child support. Like, that's your child.
Disgusted with that bird. I was like, will she get herself together, please? That's aggravated.
Her name was Alicia.
Alicia, I hope Alicia's listening. Alicia, you are a dumb ass.
I'm glad you said that, because somebody sent the email yesterday saying how rude I am to women and I disrespect women. I'm like, that girl needed to be told she was dumb.
What disrespectful? What about that man's wife? She don't care about disrespecting her. Rude. No, she needed to hear that, okay? She needs to hear it again. You should call her back if you got her number.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, tell him why you mad.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Well, I'm mad because when I got the military July of last year, I was a hospital corpsman for about 4.5 years. I get out. I'm in Virginia now. And now I'm cleaning up colonoscopes, you know, instead of saving lives like I was doing my whole career.
You say you clean up what?
You know, you can get colonoscopy done, the scopes for the colonoscopies.
That's what you got to clean up?
I mean, that sounds like a horrible job, but does it pay well?
I'm getting like $13.50 an hour.
All right, brother.
And you got to clean the doo-doo off the kaleidoscope? What's it called? The colonoscope?
Yeah, correct. The colonoscopes.
Well, more power to you.
How did you sign up for that job? Like, did they?
Well, this is the only job I could get, man. I was unemployed for about 2.5 months, and I got a connect to one of the nurses that I worked with at the hospital that used to work out there, and she got me the hookup out there. That's the only way I was able to get the job.
My brother, I respect you. You got to do what you got to do sometime, man. I'm not mad at that.
All right, brother.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Wow, what a job, man. Would you do that job?
If I had to, I'll do any job if I have to.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, you got to take care of your kids. I respect an honest living.
Not for nothing. Porta potty guy, the guy that always calls, he should, if he ever gets low, he should look into that.
Yeah, because he already cleaned the porta potties. I just don't like poo-poo. I have a problem with poo-poo. Like, I have a real live phobia. Like, I hate when I walk into a public bathroom and somebody's poo-poo is in there. Oh, my God, I lose it. Like, I have a public phobia
of
poo-poo.
You have kids. Like, how are you scared of poo-poo?
I don't change diapers. I mean, I do it if I have to. I don't even look at my own poo-poo. I wipe my butt, and I flush the toilet.
You should look at your own poo-poo. That's
cool
how you see if there's anything wrong.
I'm cool on that. I hate poo-poo. I can't stand it. I hate doo-doo.
That was Tell 'Em Why You're Mad. But if you feel blessed, 800-585-1051. Call us right now. Tell 'Em Why You're Blessed. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ed from the Bronx.
Ed, tell him why you mad.
I'm blessed, actually.
Oh, tell him why you blessed, my bad.
Yeah, I'm blessed, sir. You know, I'm not dead or in jail, and I'm here to take care of my three little girls, you know. I'm a truck driver and everything, Class A for J.B. Hunt. So, you know, I'm just blessed to be here another day and, you know, to take care of my family.
You sure you're not dead? How you know?
Nah.
How you know we not broadcasting from heaven right now?
Nah, I'm here to talk to y'all. It might be my spirit then.
Oh, your spirit whipping the foreign?
All right,
Charlamagne. All right, y'all have a good day, man.
You too. Now, hello. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on? It's your boy Porta Potty Guy, man.
Porta Potty Guy, tell him why you blessed.
Hey, I'm blessed, but I'm still mad, y'all. Hey, shout out to Charlamagne, Black Privilege, yo.
The book will be out next Tuesday.
Word, I'm gonna get that. But this shipping company in Bridgeport, Connecticut, man, took 4 barrels from my mom, man. She sent 4 barrels to Jamaica, you know what I mean? This shipping company named Guarantee Shipping, and since last year, October, and them barrels still haven't reached, bro.
Damn.
And we calling them out, because they doing bad businesses out here, you know what I mean?
You said since October?
Since October, Envy.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? And there's people in Jamaica that's waiting on these barrels because there's food, there's everything in this barrel. But I think they shipped it to Trinidad, B, because them people come from Trinidad. You know what I mean?
That's the, so big,
I
just want the big people blue to, ones?
Huh?
The big blue barrels?
Nah, the brown one. Yeah. So I just want people to know not to use Guaranteed Shipping in Bridgeport, Connecticut, because they're stealing people's stuff, man.
Look, man, they're going to get there, and they're going to get there right along with the 2000.
And Charlamagne, the listen, crazy thing is, they black.
Well, they gonna
so
get
I'm using a black business that's messing me over as a black man.
Well, that's why that's some crazy. People are scared to use black business for stuff like that. But I guarantee your barrels will get there right along with the 2017 Super Bowl champion Atlanta Falcons T-shirts.
Oh, stop it. Now, you know what? Shout out to my Haitian brother. His name is Renan Thibault. His mom, every Christmas, around Christmas time, used to come and get clothes to send to Haiti. And there used to be like this big blue barrel, and she would get everybody's clothes, and they put it in there, and they would ship it every year. But since I moved out of Queens, I have all these clothes that I need to ship. I need to find a place to ship it to. Somewhere to Haiti or Jamaica. Or
hit up Karen
needs
Civil or somebody. Karen know how to get that stuff to Haiti?
Okay, I'll do that. All right.
Karen over in Haiti right now. She just, what did Karen do yesterday? She opened up a school or something? What did she do? What was it? She opened up something yesterday. Let me look it up and shout out Karen.
All right. Well, let's tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. When we come back, Bernice Burgos versus Tiny. This is getting real interesting. I don't like this. This is getting real interesting.
Oh, Karen Civil opened up a computer lab. A computer lab at the House of Hope Orphanage in Haiti. Drop on a clues bomb for Karen Civil. Yeah. Now, what happened about my baby Bernice? What boo do?
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back, all right? Well, let me just say this line. Where I'm from, we don't type. We really about that life.
I see. She already lost me because you're typing. You lost me. As soon as you type that, you lost me. I'll give you the full details
when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, what is you talking about Bernice Burgos for? Don't you do this on a Tuesday morning. Now, no Bernice Burgos slander on a Tuesday morning.
All right. Well, this is where it all started. From Bernice was allegedly minding her business, listening to one of her favorite songs.
As she always is, minding her business.
Let's hear audio of her listening to one of her favorite songs.
Okay. Doing their own thing. Now what's wrong with that? Drop on the clues bombs. That's for Escape. That's one of my favorite songs too, damn it.
Now that's one of Tiny's hits.
That's one of Escape's hits. Not just Tiny. It's Tiny and Candy and the chubby one and the other one nobody knows.
Name, right? Tiny was in the group Escape. That was one of their hits. Bernice Burgos was singing it and forgot the words. Well, Tiny responded.
The words to Escape, just kicking it.
Well, Tiny responded. Funny Bernice Burgos. That man you speaking of was laid up with his wife last night. So quit being petty, because clearly you're getting lied to if you're thinking anything different. Hope you didn't take him serious. Now keep singing my ish. You know you're a slick fan anyway.
I don't understand the problem here. Where's this confusion coming from? Just Kicking It is a classic record. Why can't Bernice Burgos be on her Snapchat singing Just Kicking It? What am I missing here?
Well, Bernice replied, Tiny, at Major Girl, we not about to sit here and argue about Iga, honey. Anything else you have to say, just let me know. I'll DM you my number. I guess Bernice got more mad and said, okay, you really the grown-up here? Honestly, I wasn't even being funny. You know what's petty? Me singing the Biggie Smalls verse, that would have been really petty.
She ain't say that.
Yes, she did.
No, you talk about Biggie Smalls verse when Biggie says, I'd rather have sex with RuPaul than have sex with them ugly ass Escape.
Yeah, that was
B words.
That would be petty.
That one?
That would be petty. Yeah, that would be petty. She said, let me start off by saying, you're not even the old Tiny from Escape. You a whole new person.
She ain't say that. Bernice ain't say all that.
Fan? Question mark. You've been following me for some time now, hun.
Cite your sources.
I wanted to keep all of this off the internet because this really isn't me at all, but you clearly let this pretty face fool you.
Where is this at?
Where I'm from, we don't type. We really about that.
But Bernice, you typing now, unless Envy's making all this up.
And if you laid up with him, then why are you so pressed about me?
Where is that at? What social media site?
This was all over the blogs yesterday.
I didn't see none of that, and I don't like you starting this conflict between two great women out here in these streets. All right,
it ain't your damn business.
That's it. Now let's drop one of clues bombs for the real winner in all of this, Clifford T.I. Harris. When is Clifford Tiff taking a loss? We haven't seen T.I. ain't taking a loss in a long, long, long time.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. So we'll see how that ends up.
I think you made all of this up, by the way.
I didn't make it up.
And I don't see anything wrong with singing random Escape records. I sing random Escape records all the time.
That's what you into. Now, also, 50 Cent, he punches an aggressive female fan in the chest. He was performing
what?
I'm going to tell you what.
What?
But then he made it up to her. He was in Baltimore with Uncle Murda. Uncle Murda was performing with the Lox, of course. He's on tour with them. He came out. He reached into the crowd to give some handshakes when an aggressive female fan grabbed his arm and tried to pull him off the stage.
Are you dumb?
Oh, I saw that. That was real?
Yeah, they're saying it was real. They said as 50 was being pulled, he cocked back with his free hand and punched a female fan in the chest to free himself from her grip. And then the same girl 50 punched in the chest, I guess he realized who it was. He brought her on stage and let her twerk.
Yeah, she started twerking. I didn't think that was real. That's how we settle differences nowadays. Nice little twerk off?
Yeah, little twerk off.
Okay, all right.
right?
It was an accident. He pulled on and said he probably thought it was a dude, and then, you know, you swung and be like, oops.
All fed, loving, twerking.
Yeah.
Okay.
50 would never punch a female, so that's what it was. All right, and that's your rumors. When we come back, we got front page news. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, we got to talk about this shooting in California. Very, very sad. Now, a Southern California man, his name is Cedric Anderson. I guess he had a situation with his wife. He walked into the school. She was a teacher. They let him in because he said, I want to see my wife. So they said, no problem. He walked into the classroom, shot his wife. Hit two other kids. They believe it was an accident he hit those kids. He believed they was aiming for his wife. And then killed himself. One of those kids died. He was an 8-year-old boy. His name is Jonathan Martinez. It was, I guess, a murder-suicide. Very sad.
I hate hearing stories like that because when I hear stories like that, all I can think is kill yourself and let that be it. You don't got to take nobody else with you. Leave the innocent alone. If you want to go, take yourself out.
Mm-hmm. Now, in other sad news, this video that's been viral all yesterday about United Airlines plane. This guy was on a plane. They overbooked the plane. I guess they asked people if they would want to get off the plane. And, you know, nobody wanted to get off the plane. I'm sure everybody just wanted to go home. They offered $300, $500, $700, $1,000. Nobody wanted to get off. So they randomly picked people who they wanted to leave. They picked four people. Two people just left. And the other two people said, no, I'm not leaving. I want to go home.
And that's their right, because they paid for their tickets just like everybody else. And overbooking flights is the dumbest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 200 flights, people pay for 200 flights. Let those 200 flights be sold out, and that's it. Nothing more to see here, folks.
Well, what happened next was they called security. The guy wouldn't leave, so they called security. And we have audio of what happened.
Come on.
Busted his lip.
Oh, my God.
Look at what you did.
Good job, buddy. Good job, you freaking a-hole. I just don't understand how you could treat another human being like that.
That was the police and security dragging him off the plane. I mean, they dragged him off the plane. I guess his mouth hit the armrest when they were dragging him out, so his mouth was bloody, his glasses were broken. He was a doctor, and he kept saying, I have to make it back to see my patients in the morning, so I have to get on this flight. And they dragged him off.
And what pissed me off about just the United CEO, Oscar Muniz, however you pronounce his name,
mm-hmm.
He said that the guy refused to cooperate and was becoming more and more disruptive and belligerent. Number one, if I got somewhere to go and I paid a few hundred dollars for a ticket, yes, I'm going to be a little disruptive and belligerent because I'm not getting off this damn plane because I paid for my flight and I got my wife here. We're not getting off. I got somewhere to be. And number two, was he disruptive and belligerent after you busted his lip and dragged him off the plane? Because the way he ran back on, was it this part? We got that part?
Yeah, we have this part. He ran back on the flight. Let's play that.
Just kill me. I have to go home.
Do you call that being disruptive and belligerent? But because that's after y'all beat him up.
I don't know how he got back on the plane, but he made it back on that flight, which is crazy. And, I mean, it's just sad. And we were talking behind the scenes. You know, if they would have dragged me or Charlamagne off or a lot of you out there, that when you fly with your peoples or your boys, like when I travel with 3-4 dudes, and it's usually 3 burly dudes. Charlamagne travels with a couple of burly dudes, and we never sit with each other. So you'd have grabbed one of us off. And it would have been World War III in that flight.
First of all, you're not dragging me off the goddamn plane. That's just not happening. Okay? Don't keep your little filthy ass hands off me. Do not touch me. Okay? Drag me off the plane. That's what I understand. I don't understand how you grab another human being and just feel like you can forcibly remove them. Like, they treated that man like he was livestock or something.
That was crazy.
That's how you treat chickens and pigs when you're dragging them to slaughter.
That was just disgusting. But one thing I would say, the man was Asian. And one thing I would say is the Asian community, they stick together. They stand with each other. So they will absolutely, positively boycott the F out of United and everything even remotely close to United.
As they should. And I would stand with them on that.
Absolutely, I would.
And I cannot wait until they grab the wrong Asian and that Asian kicked their ass. Okay? Touch Jackie Chan and see what the hell happened.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Jackie Chan to drag you all around that plane.
Absolutely.
By the way, my childhood is being ruined because every time, as soon as they grabbed that man yesterday, I was waiting. I'm like, oh, it's about to go down.
You stupid.
It's about to go down now.
My goodness.
But it didn't turn into nothing. I guess because I was watching Iron Fist all weekend. So
my goodness. All right. Up. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we got to talk about something very, very serious.
Very near and dear to my heart because I don't understand why this situation isn't getting more attention. We need to bring light to this situation.
Right. Now, Janet Jackson and her husband are getting a divorce.
Mm.
Now, in their prenup, it says if they're married for 5 years or more, she is getting $500 million.
And Janet Jackson stayed for exactly 5 years and 2 months.
Right.
And now she about to get paid. But ain't nobody out here calling Janet Jackson an OG gold digger. Nobody out here calling her a thought. Nothing.
So is that the question?
Was Thriller that good?
800-585-1051.
Did we love Penny that much?
Why is nobody calling Janet Jackson a gold digger?
Yes.
Why is nobody calling Janet Jackson a thought?
Yes.
All right, that's the question. 800-585-1051. Call us now. Here's Drake, Gucci Mane, both. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Janet Jackson. If you haven't heard, her and her husband are getting a divorce.
Yes.
Now, in her prenup, it says if she's married 5 years or more, she's guaranteed $500 million.
Yes.
Well, Janet Jackson has been married 5 years and 2 months, so she's getting $500 million.
5 years, 2 months, 5 years, 60 days. Janet Jackson played it perfectly, but for whatever reason, nobody is out here calling Janet Jackson a thot. Nobody is out here calling Janet Jackson a gold digger. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not here for Janet Jackson slander. Janet Jackson is a legend. But I just like to call it ace of ace, spade of spade. I just want to know why people don't feel like Janet is an OG gold digger.
Well,
and I think
easy.
I know the reason.
Well, one is because she's a celebrity, and two, she's connected to the Jackson family.
No, it's not because she's a celebrity.
And people assume that the Jackson family has millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, but it's not because she's a celebrity. Celebrities get to slander all the time.
But she's a celebrity that's past a celebity.
She's a legend.
She's a legend, right. So
I think it's because two things. I think it's because she's a Jackson.
Right, absolutely.
She got Jackson privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because the number is so big, we understand. $500 million. This is better than any sports contract we've ever seen in our life.
You're right.
This is $100 million a year.
Right.
Like, what NBA player, what Major League Baseball player ever made $100 million a year for 5 years?
But people assume that it's Janet Jackson. She has millions and millions of dollars, so she technically doesn't need the money. And this money is for her child.
By the way, we all need an extra $500 million. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I think it's because, you know, if you're a certain age like we are, we grew up watching Good Times. We saw what Penny went through with her mama. So in the back of our mind, we're like, man, she deserves that for getting burned with that iron.
You're right. But you know that was fake.
No, it wasn't. Watch that again right now and tell me you don't cry.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Annette.
Hey, Annette. Now, why don't they call Janet Jackson a gold digger?
They don't call her that because they want to pay homage and hierarchy and act as if, you know, she's just a goddess. But in actuality, it is what it is.
What is it, though? Tell me what it is.
It's a thot. It's a gold digger. It's a call girl. It's an expensive whore. It is what it is.
I mean, she was married. But listen, you can understand for $500 million, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for $500 million, even if you didn't like the guy the third year in, you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to just do this 24-month bid.
Listen, man, depending on how my life go, man, if things don't work out for me in the long run, I might marry him for 5 years.
What?
I ain't going to be sexual with him, but I'll stick with him for 5 years.
What? We got that on tape, right? We saving that one. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Leisha from Fall River.
Hey, Leisha. Now, we're talking Janet Jackson. Now, why don't they call her a thot or gold digger?
First and foremost, we have to remember where she comes from. Not only that, I feel like she has her own money. And sometimes we do have to put into consideration, maybe it wasn't that she was just there for the money. She was mostly there for, like, the love, and it just stopped working out at a certain time.
Y'all got to stop saying that she got money, because we all can use an extra $500 million. And by the way,
if
she had money, she wouldn't have had that prenup. She wouldn't have had that in the contract. She wouldn't have needed
the
$500 million.
Like $500 million, where'd they get that number from?
Yeah.
Like $500?
He's a billionaire, though.
But still, $500?
That's light for him. He's a billionaire. He's worth a lot of money.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking Janet Jackson.
Now, and I feel like, you know, being that she dated Jermaine Dupri at one point in her life, we know that Janet absolutely can be with a person just for love.
What does that mean?
What did you mean?
What do you mean?
She was bigger than Jermaine Dupri in every way, shape, or form.
Oh.
And taller.
Shut up, man. 800-585-1051. We're talking Janet Jackson. Is she a thot? Is she a gold digger? She got married. In her prenup, it says if she's married 5 years or more, she gets $500 million. Well, she was married 5 years, 2 months.
God damn it, Janet.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us in the rumors, we were talking Janet Jackson. Now, she will allegedly get $500 million as term of her prenup. In the prenup, it says if she gets divorced after 5 years, she gets $500 million. Well, 5 years, 2 months, she's getting divorced. So she looks like she's getting $500 million. Is she a thot? Is she a gold digger?
Yeah, nobody's calling her a thot. Nobody's calling her a gold digger. I really believe it's because she has Jackson privilege. You know what I mean? I really believe it's because we remember her when she played Penny on Good Times and got burned with the iron, so we feel sorry for her. And I think we all understand that $500 million is a lot of money, so we respect it. And, you know, I just think that some of us, you know, you ladies, you got to start thinking about your life choices. I told y'all last week that y'all should really only marry men that are doing better than you and men that you can actually get something from when y'all break up.
What about love?
Love is cool, too. But, you know, you got to start thinking about your life choices. You've been with your husband 5 years and you're ready to get a divorce and all you got to show for it is herpes. Janet Jackson got $500 million. All you got to show for it is chlamydia. Janet Jackson got $500 million.
Jeez.
All you got to show for it is 4 or 5 kids that he only going to see on the weekends. Janet Jackson got $500 million. Think about that.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
This is Dee Murray.
Hey, mama. We're talking Janet Jackson.
Hey, baby.
Yes.
How do you look at Janet Jackson, mama?
Okay, so, you know, Uncle Charlie, you always say people are vintage vagina, right?
Uh-huh.
And I really feel like because she doesn't have a lot of craziness that goes with her or scams or scandals, she's just vintage vagina, so we just looking over it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, she don't have the reputation that, say, a Kim Kardashian has.
Yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Totally understand. That is understandable.
Yes. Yes.
You're right.
Also, Uncle Sharla.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask one question, please?
Yes, baby.
Okay. I tweeted you on Twitter about the link to your audiobook, and I was wondering, could you tell me what it is? Because I'm blind, so I can't find it.
Oh, it's the link is C. Go to seetogodworld.com and you can pre-order the book, Black Privilege, Opportunity to Come to Those Created. It'll take you to like Amazon and Barnes & Noble's Audible book and everything's available up there.
Okay. Thank you. I love you guys so much.
Thank you, baby.
Thank
appreciate
you for listening. Where are you on your way to, mama?
I am in school.
How about
graduations in May.
You're not driving, right?
No, she's not driving.
Oh. No.
I'm just making sure. It's not like you was driving. I'm like, didn't you just say you was blind?
What school you go to?
I'm graduating from Delaware Technical Community College, and I'll be transferring to Delaware State University to get my second degree.
There you go, boo.
You go ahead, mama. What's your major?
Human services and social work.
Okay, mama. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yo, I meant to ask. I wonder if she had a dog. Like,
man, shut up. Could you shut up and just take another call? Just shut up. Jesus.
Hello, who's this?
Jasmine from Franklin Township, New Jersey.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning. We're talking Janet Jackson this morning. Is she a thot? Is she a gold digger?
She's not a gold digger. She has her own money, but definitely getting drugged up and down Black Twitter and called Janet the scammer. But she has her own money. It's just funny that she's getting out of this 2 months out of her 5-year contract.
She's not playing. Janet is not playing. Janet is like, look, man, I'm giving you 60 days after this 5 years, okay? And I'm out.
She's definitely about her paper.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at her. You know, and I was just thinking about it. My contract's almost up here. I might as well get Janet Jackson to work my deal.
Yeah,
that's
Janet Jackson
deal.
Is a hell of a negotiator. You're right.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Yep.
Every time I book something, I'm going to call Janet.
And I mean,
available.
It's kind of a good deal for both parties because if I'm a billionaire, right, and I've been having sex with Janet Jackson for the past 5 years, that's kind of a small price to pay to have sex with Janet Jackson.
Right, but there's a but.
Yes.
That's not the Janet Jackson we all knew and loved, though.
Shoot. She actually looked better than me. I don't know what you're talking about. What I missed. Y'all got to show me some new pictures then.
Okay.
Because Janet still look amazing to me.
You like it? I love it. Now, what's the moral of the story?
I mean, the moral of the story is, man, you know, a lot of women can say they're not gold diggers, you know? And if somebody does call you a gold digger, why should you care? There's nothing you can do about what other people say about you. And guess what? You just got $500 million. So I could be damned. I could give a damn if you call me a gold digger and I just got $500 million for the last 5 years of my life. What you doing?
All right. Now, when we come back, we got to talk about what celebrity had their penis removed.
Mm.
What?
I was actually drinking my protein shake.
Yeah, all right.
I'm drinking a banana nut protein shake.
Banana nut, huh?
As you said that.
Okay.
Okay? I'm interested in the story.
Okay.
I want to know why would somebody get their removed?
Penis.
Penis removed.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Rumors on the way.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, this person is releasing a book next week, and he talks about cutting his penis off.
That's a good way to sell books.
Are you dumb?
I'm not going that far.
Well, you dropping your book next week, right?
Yeah, Black Privilege.
I'm just messing with you.
Opportunity comes to those who create it. April 18th. Has nothing to do with my penis.
Now, Caitlyn Jenner reveals she had her penis removed in her memoirs. It's finally gone. It's finally gone. It's finally gone. Now, you can read her.
That's what the name of the book is, Finally Gone.
It's called...
Finally Gone.
It's called The Secrets of My Life. Now, they believe she had the surgery. I say she, right? I believe she had the surgery January 2017.
I gotta see.
And her memoirs come out April 25th.
So I don't believe it.
Penis is gone.
You gotta show me. Show me like the rest of the Kardashian girls.
Penis is gone. Now,
get naked.
When Tyrese was on the show yesterday, he talked about TGT. You have the clip of Tyrese? All right. He talks about the of TGT if they would do an album together.
Man, I can't wait till Angelique come back tomorrow.
GT, I seen Tank put on April 1st, April Fool's Day, that y'all were releasing some music.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Came back and said, nah. So is there going to be another TGT album? Is that a wrap?
I mean, listen, man. Genuine still wants an equal split. At the end of the day, you know, if Chris, as an example, is getting $200,000 a show, and I'm getting $30,000 a show, I think my motivation to split equal with Chris would be pretty obvious. Because if I'm able to split with Chris... that I'm getting way more at the end of the day per show.
Right.
It's business. Right. Outside of brotherhood and family, you my dude, I was at your wedding.
Lightskin got the biggest record, though.
Whatever, man.
Hey, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked when Genuine get a role in the next Fast and Furious. Yeah, Tyrese like to play Genuine just because Genuine ain't been in no movies yet now.
Now, Genuine responded. He said, right now, I'm mad at my brother. I hate when ish goes viral when we grown men hit me. But don't make me look minuscule. So stay tuned for a retort unless I get a call, people. That was whack, 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 when. Whack. When you know I said you can't have, you can have more, Mr. Transformers, Mr. Fast and Furious.
Your little movies.
But F that, let's keep it 100% real. Not sure King want to do this. Stay tuned just a few hours because I'm ready to spit. Real Tank responded. That's what we doing now? This guy. Genuine, please don't respond to his foolishness. So then Tank left a whole long message.
You don't got to read that.
Thank you. Now, Tank's just pretty mad. He's like, no loyalty, hashtag no loyalty. He's really, really mad, saying Tyrese has pretty much changed, and we'll see what happens.
See, the problem with Tyrese is when you ask Tyrese a question, he doesn't know how not to answer. He doesn't know how to swerve.
Right.
Because you don't have to say that publicly. You don't have to talk about y'all splits and who get what, yada, yada, yada. Just say, hey, TGT, we trying to work it out. Things ain't right now, but we trying to work it out. That's it.
Yeah.
Simple and plain.
That's what he should have said. That's what he should have did. But yeah, like you said, Tyrese just had to answer.
He don't know how to not answer. That's his problem. I mean, it's not a problem, but, you know, it's going to get you in trouble.
Right. All right, well, we'll see if TGT ever makes a new album or ever goes on the road or ever goes on tour again. I doubt it, but we'll see if you're a TGT fan.
Anybody who fiending for another TGT album? I can do Tank individually, Genuine individually, Tyrese individually.
What? Say it. Say it.
It's stupid. It's stupid boy in the room, man. I'm easy. So what? That's what I can do to him. He looking at me crazy. Talking about you. Are you not going to pause that? No, I'm a grown-ass man. You right. Know what the hell I mean?
Well, that's your rumor report. You? All right, we'll see what comes out in Charlamagne's book next week. It should be very interesting. Crazy, all right.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw, okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, guys. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 11th goes to United Airlines as a staff record label airline and mother effing crew. Okay, now let the record show. I fly JetBlue. I'm a proud Mosaic member. And when it comes to overbooking, JetBlue flyers don't have that problem because they don't overbook flights. I think overbooking flights is greedy. I think it's an inconvenience, and I wish it would stop. If it's 100 flights on a plane, sell 100 flights.
100 seats.
100 seats. What did I say?
100 flights.
I'm on drugs. If it's 100 seats on a plane, sell 100 seats. Okay, don't do people like that. All right, people got places to go, people to see. I don't want to spend a few $100s on a flight, and then when I get there, you telling me the flight is overbooked. It makes no sense, and it causes unnecessary problems, like the one we saw yesterday on a United Airlines flight headed from Chicago to Louisville. Now, the man, who has not yet been identified by name, of course, we all know what he looks like by now, he was forcibly removed because, according to a statement, the airline said four crew members needed to get to a flight departing from Louisville, otherwise it would be canceled. Now, passengers were asked to give up their seats voluntarily, and when no one volunteered, which is perfectly fine because they don't have to, because they paid for their seats like everyone else, and they have places to go, and it's not their fault that airlines have this dumbass policy called overbooking. Now, when no one volunteered to give up the seat they paid for, the airline was forced into an involuntary deboarding situation. Never heard of that. Never heard of it until yesterday. But I now know that it translates into, okay, now get the hell off this plane or somebody getting their ass beat. Well, four passengers were selected to get their ass kicked, but for whatever reason, they decided to only make an example out of one. Some poor little Asian doctor who was minding his business and needed to get home to see his patients. When the man refused, as he had every right to do, United Airlines said it then followed U.S. Department of Transportation protocol and calling in local law enforcement to forcibly remove the man from the plane after he refused to leave. Would you like to hear how it sounded? Here you go.
Come on.
Where was Kendall Jenner with the Pepsi to give to the local law enforcement to calm this situation down? Now, United CEO Oscar Munoz or whatever issued a statement, and I must say his statement sucked because Oscar put the blame on the victim. Oscar said that the guy became more and more disruptive and belligerent when asked to come off the aircraft. If I paid for my ticket and had somewhere to be, yes, I would be agitated, and there's nothing belligerent about that. Okay, I just don't want to get off this flight, and I don't understand why the hell you guys are bothering me. This is a classic example of someone being completely out of touch with regular everyday people, because I am positive that if the CEO of United, Oscar Munoz, or whatever his name was sitting on a flight, just say it wasn't a United flight, just sitting on a flight, and someone asked him to leave, he would get so-called disruptive and so-called belligerent too. I really wish we all would just remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's not rocket science. It's not complicated, okay? Human beings should simply give people the energy they want to receive. That same energy you want back, you should give the people.
For one, you have to see me when you come to the window, so you better have the same energy.
At all times, okay? You should only be forcibly removed when you have no business in a situation whatsoever, when you're trespassing. When someone is being forcibly removed, that means they did something wrong. They have no business being there. What did this guy do other than put money in United Airlines' pocket? He had every right to be there because he bought a ticket. And if he had somewhere to be and didn't want to leave, he had the right to get his Rosa Parks on and say, nah, and refuse to leave his seat. Okay, also, United Airlines, common sense. Why wouldn't you account for employee seats first? Isn't that who should be assigned seats before anyone else? I mean, that would only make sense. If this man chooses to ride on trash-ass United Airlines ever again, he should get free first-class flights and unlimited snacks for the rest of his life. And to think, all of this could be avoided if airlines simply stop overbooking flights. It's just an inconvenience to everybody. Airplane tickets are expensive. When I book a flight, that should guarantee me a seat, period. I got to receive a busted lip and get dragged off a plane because United overbooked the flight and didn't have room for its employees? That's my fault? Please give United Airlines and its CEO, Oscar Munoz, the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm just saying.
Malay was saying that they had to, this alleged, that they had to fly the crew in to another city because there was an airliner there that didn't have a crew. And if the crew didn't make it to that city to fly that next airliner, instead of four people being upset, it'd be a plane of over 100 people being upset.
What so that got to do with me?
That's why they had to fly the crew in, allegedly.
What does that have to do with me? What happened to the customer always being right? What does that have to do with me? I'm sitting on this plane minding my damn business. Okay? What does what's going on with United and its employees and what crew got to be where got to do with me?
And they said there's a stipulation when you buy your ticket that if they need the ticket back or they need that seat that they could possibly take it. That's what they say.
Never heard that stipulation in my life.
Me neither.
Never seen that in the fine print, ever.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. 800-585-1051. Let me ask, have you ever been kicked off a flight?
No.
That is the question. Maybe this happened to you. Maybe they asked you to get off a flight and you was like, all right, and got off.
You know who needs to be removed off flights?
Hmm.
People who do number twos and people who fart on planes. That's who needs to be removed off flights.
But you know, when you go up in the air, sometimes it gives you gas.
Nah, man. No.
Well, don't sit next to me on a plane.
No.
I'm the type, I pass gas and then I turn the little vent on so it blows the air away from me so nobody knows it's me.
Disgusting.
And then I'm acting like I'm sleeping so you don't know it's me.
All that fault just being recycled throughout the plane because it ain't going no damn way.
What, so you want me to hold the whole flight?
Yes, I do. I do. Look out for the fellow passengers on the plane.
Nah.
You waffle-colored farting bastard.
Nah. 800-585-1051. Have you ever got kicked off a flight or seen somebody get kicked off a flight? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to United Airlines.
Yeah, United Airlines and its CEO, Oscar Munoz, or whatever, for the way they treated that poor Asian doctor on that flight yesterday. And then Oscar, the CEO, had the nerve to victim blame and say that the guy was acting belligerent and disruptive. If I had bought me a ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
First of all, this is why I hate overbooking on flights. I think overbooking is just stupid. If it's 100 seats, 100 seats is all that it should be.
Right.
But if you overbooked the flight and now you need to get somebody else on the flight and I got somewhere to go and you're telling me that I have to get off the plane and I don't want to, why wouldn't I get a little disruptive?
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't I get a little agitated? Why wouldn't my voice raise up a little bit? That's not being belligerent.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Christy from Milwaukee.
Hey, Christy from Milwaukee. Have you ever been kicked off a flight?
No, I have not. I've actually only taken a flight twice in my life.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you need to get out more, boo. That box ain't worth a trip. Ain't nobody flying you out.
No.
Damn, all you getting is local penis?
Hello, who's this?
This is Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy, have you ever been kicked off a flight?
I've never been kicked off a flight. Over the weekend, I booked the hotel room through Expedia and got to the hotel, and the hotel did not have my reservation. Already paid for, went to like 14 different hotels after that just to have to find something that wouldn't really accommodate us with one king size bed, and Expedia is on the phone like, oh well.
Wow. So, you know? So what happened? How did it get resolved?
Well, after that, I ended up getting a hotel room somewhere else, paying for it, you know, like paying for a room twice. Because I couldn't deal with Expedia at the moment. And then the next day, I ended up calling them. They did give me, like, the runaround through, like, four or five different people. But I got my money refunded. And what they did was they put, like, a $200 travel credit on my Expedia account as if I want to travel with them again. But, you know, hey, I guess you live and you learn, you know?
True. Listen, okay. You can tell people who don't fly because there's this dude on Twitter named Mickey Vicious. He put, United dudes should have been thrown off the plane. They were going to pay him to leave. They always pay you when they want you to volunteer to give up your seat, sir.
Hello, who's this?
They give you a voucher or something.
This is Gabriel.
Gabriel, you ever been kicked off a flight before?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Being too fat?
Well, primarily, nah. Primarily because of my last name.
What's your last name? Muhammad?
Yonan.
What's that mean?
It's a Syrian last name.
Oh, got you.
So they just kicked you off the flight?
Well, yeah, because they said they didn't properly check me, so they removed me from the plane, made me take all my clothes off, you know, check my belt buckle, everything like that, because, you know, my last name was foreign.
Now, when was this? Was this Bush era, Obama era, or Trump era?
Oh, this was Obama era.
Okay. Wow. What airline?
Yeah. This was Southwest, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and they pretty much, their whole thing was, you know, well, we got to make sure that all of our passengers are safe, this, that, and the other. But here's what I want to say about that, because, you know, I'm an American. I was born an American. I don't care what my last name was. I paid for my flight. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. I really felt violated at that point, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't have got off that plane, and I would have sued the ish out of them.
And I'm going to be honest with you, man. You deserve better in life than Southwest, okay?
Yeah,
Southwest ain't nothing
man.
But a big-ass bus in the sky.
Yeah, you should have
I do
on
not
Southwest,
like Southwest. I listen, I ain't no bougie individual at all, but I don't want to get on no plane where you can just pick your own seat. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't like Southwest.
The first time we went to Charlotte, Charlamagne had to book
the
flights.
That's a lie. I ain't never had you on Southwest in my life. Don't tell that lie. That's a lie. I don't know why you even feel like telling that lie. That's
you
a lie.
Did. 800-585-1051. Have you ever got kicked off a flight before? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, have you ever got kicked off a flight? Now, this comes from Charlamagne giving United Donkey of the Day.
Yeah.
They kicked this gentleman off really for no reason.
For no reason. And this dude, well, it was because of overbooking, and he didn't want to voluntarily leave, so they had him forcibly removed. But a young lady on Twitter said to me, Hey, see the God on my way to work. Her name is at Voodoo Doll. She said, you just said, and I quote, nobody's pulling me off a plane. You sure about that, Pumpkin? I'm absolutely sure of that. You're not pulling me off the plane. I'm going
to
leave, right?
You know who you're talking to.
Who?
Voodoo Doll. She's pulling you off the plane.
But I'm going to leave. And the reason I'm going to leave, because I saw the video of what they did to this Asian man. So either we going to fight, or I'm just going to walk off the plane.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, I know you don't want to say your name. Now, you...
Oh, no, my name is Michelle. Good morning.
Oh, okay,
hey, Michelle.
Now, you work for United.
So here's my story with United. I've been a Star Alliance member for years, and I haven't had to be removed from a plane, but unfortunately, I am that frequent flyer who shows up, and someone else has to be removed because I've actually shown up. But what I saw yesterday is so appalling. Shout out to you guys for giving them Donkey of the Day. The entire crew of Flight 3411 and the Department of Transportation, Chicago O'Hare's law enforcement, exactly, that they have on right. All of them deserve it because no one should be treated that way. And you can't help but to bring race into the equation. Would they have treated someone who was a lot larger? Would they have treated a female this way? The fact that they, the over excess of force. So, Charlamagne, I couldn't agree with you more. Where's the Pepsi ad? Both United, Pepsi, two others, you know. And they actually carry Coke products, but they might as well start carrying United Pepsi products on those flights.
Hold on, let me ask you one question, baby. Let me ask you a question. Sure. Since you have the preferred membership or whatever, would you even want the seat after seeing how they
No.
Talk?
Okay. No, you know what? I would love to find an airline who I can, like, transfer my mileage and you know, I have always had to fly to the West Coast, specifically San Francisco, and they are a hub for United. But after what they've gone through, what they did this weekend, no, absolutely not. I'm looking for shopping around for a new carrier. And the other thing regarding there, I can't remember the rule right now, but from an operational issue, they could have put either the passengers or their own crew on another carrier to get them out to Louisville.
Absolutely.
And, you know, need be, you use a smaller plane and you charter your flight for your crew to get where you need to get to. But that is an operational issue from their central control.
Absolutely. So, thank you, Michelle.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got rumors. We got to talk about, I don't even know what we're talking about in rumors. Where the hell is Angela Yee? How about that?
She'll be back tomorrow.
I got the white camera guy passing me the rumors.
Angela Yee still got that thought picture up on Instagram, too. Angela Yee shot that shot and let that shot go in, and she still got her hand in the air.
All right. When we come back, we got to talk. Drake and Riri show up at the same party, and it's kind of awkward. We'll talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Can we all say awkward? Now, Drake and Riri both showed up at the same kids' party. They looked very awkward. They weren't looking at each other. It seems like Drake was trying to get her attention, but she was clearly ignoring him. There was video. It just was awkward. I don't know. I thought they were cool.
I didn't look awkward to me. I mean, Rihanna looked very comfortable. Drake, the one who looked awkward, which I don't understand. Because if you put it down the way you were supposed to put it down, then you should never feel awkward around this young lady. Now, if you premature ejaculated every time y'all had sex with each other, that's a different story.
Well, maybe that happened. We don't know.
Maybe.
All right. Now, also, Logic, if you're a Logic fan, his third album, Everybody, is set to release May 5th. That album has Juicy J, Killer Black. Is it Alicia or Alessia Cara?
Alicia, I don't know.
I asked you. You know. Also, the track listing for Humble, that's Kendrick Lamar's album, has been released. It looks like
the name of the album is called Damn.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's called Damn. And the only two features are Riri and U2. Look, I don't do rumors.
Hold on. Why did you just breeze through that now?
I said U2 and Riri.
That's a big deal. Kendrick Lamar got U2 on the album?
I thought it was a big deal. He got Riri.
I can't think of no hip-hop collaboration U2 has ever done. What rapper U2 ever worked with?
I thought the big deal was Riri.
Shut up, man. I mean, she is a big deal, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. And lastly, the 2017 Billboard Music Award nominees have been announced. My light-skinned brethren, Drake, leads all nominees with 22 nominations. Rihanna has 14 nominations, and The Weeknd has 13 nominations.
Oh, that's going to be awkward, too, if they had the Billboard Awards together.
Now, who do you think is going to win the top artist? Beyonce's in it, Adele, Justin Bieber, Drake, Rihanna, The Weeknd. Who you think got it?
I don't try to predict them award shows no more because after the Grammys gave Adele Album of the Year this year, when Beyonce Lemonade should have clearly got it, I don't try to predict those type of things. But you know who I'm riding with. I'm a Pinkett
Drake.
Shut the hell up. I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. So I'm always say Beyonce. Beyonce is the correct answer for everything. You know, back in the day, you could just put C on a multiple choice test.
Yep.
And that usually would work. Beyonce is usually the correct answer for everything.
Okay. Top new artist. Designer, Lil Uzi, Alessia Cara, Lucas Graham.
Top new artist?
Zan.
Chance the Rapper's not in that category?
Nope.
Who? Give me the designer. Who else?
Lil Uzi Vert, Alessia Cara, Lucas Graham, and Zan.
I don't know. I'm old, man. I don't know nothing about none of them people you just named.
All right. Well, this last one. Top rap artist. J. Cole, Designer, Drake, Future, Ray Sherman.
What?
Are you listening to me?
No, I'm not. But
J. Cole, Designer, Drake, Future, Ray Sherman.
Out of all of them, I enjoy Ray Sherman the most. I'm Ray sorry Sherman. To say. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Ray Sherman.
For top rap artist over Drake.
I like J. Cole because he reps the Carolinas, but you know J. Cole's a little bit, his music's a little boring for my taste, but I like the fact he's socially conscious. But out of everybody you just named, I enjoy Ray Sherman the most. I'm just telling you that.
Future Drake?
Yes.
Drake had a big year.
And I like Future too, but I enjoy Ray Sherman more than all of them. I don't know why.
Well, that is your rumor report. I never have to do that again. Angela Yee will be back tomorrow, hopefully. Yes, absolutely.
Salute to Angela Yee. I want y'all to go to Angela Yee's Instagram and just look at that last picture she left hanging up there. That picture been up there for 2 days now. I'm telling you, Angela Yee took a shot. That shot went in, and she just kept her hand in the air. Angela Yee is determined to let y'all know she got some ass cheeks.
Right. Yeah, you're a jerk. Why are you such a jerk, man?
I can't even look at Angela Yee to say when she come in here tomorrow. I just can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Can we get that picture blown up to have hanging up in here when she get back tomorrow?
No, leave her alone, man. Goodness gracious, you jerk. All right. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Get your request in. Let me know what you want to hear. I absolutely positively got you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.